All right, welcome to another edition of the controversial Green Legion radio show where Hollis Thomas is the star and won't stop talking when we're on mic silence.
Sorry. I was telling him that nobody tells me what to do and I'll do what I want because I'm a man.
There we go. There's Eric Cartman if I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Everybody, we are live here at Chickies and Pete's South Philadelphia. Come down for $2.75 Yingling Lagers. All the crab pies and excellent food that you can eat. Do not forget. Chickies is a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles and the official caterer of the Philadelphia Eagles Touchdown Club at the Link. We are happy to be here once again, joined by my illustrious panel. To my left, producing the show, Rob Valivas, our Eagles insider, Mr. Dave Spadaro.
Glad to be back.
And another guest. We are thankful to have you on as a guest again.
Thank you. I was free tonight, so I'm glad to be here.
we're never sure if you can be able to make it.
I know. Here and there.
Eagles linebacker Nathan Gary.
Woo!
Thanks for showing up, Nate.
Appreciate you having me. Thank you.
I don't know if I'm happy to have you. You're a really good-looking guy.
I'm happy to have him.
I just lost every shot I had with any women out there.
You never had a shot, Quimby. That's funny about it.
Awkward.
Next to him, number 78 in your hearts, number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts. I screwed that up twice in the last 2 weeks. Everybody, the controversial Mr. Hollis Thomas.
The bad boy.
I'm not a bad boy. I'm a good guy.
And if you are listening live, no, I did not get him fired. Thank you.
It was my fault.
No, it's totally on me.
And, of course, you know him as Shut Up Diaz. Philly Mike Diaz at the end. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Very good.
Also,
I'm looking forward to the show. Something's going to go.
Somebody's going to lose their top. It's not going to be me today.
All right.
It's not. And the rest of our staff, Tree Murphy on sound, Rex Conroy on security, Chris Sackmaster as our official Phillies correspondent and official Flyers correspondent, and, of course, Hollis' bigger brother, Pops. Thomas going out eventually and starting to ask some questions whenever you feel like it. All right, cool.
Any time today.
Cool. You guys, I have some interesting and awesome news, and this is no bull. I have been fudging our numbers for the last couple weeks because I knew we were getting a little bit more traction, but I was not willing to commit to a certain number. And after our good friend and IT director, Chad Gingrich, did a poll on our statistics, it fluctuates throughout the month, but we reached as high as number 12 on iTunes top sports podcasts.
Nice.
Period.
That's great.
Awesome sauce.
That's subscribe, rate,
that's,
and review.
That's on iTunes. That's huge.
You know, it's so interesting, the podcast world, because there's really no definitive numbers. The Eagles Insider podcast that we do with Philadelphia Eagles, you're looking all over the place for podcast numbers. It's really like television still uses Nielsen ratings, right?
Yeah, right.
And they're like estimates. And you think with all this technology that they'd know exactly how many people are listening to podcasts. And they don't. Nate, do you listen to podcasts?
I listen to a little bit, but I have no idea what you're talking about when it comes to ratings.
Right. How do you spend your time?
I already like you, Nate.
What are you listening to in the car? What are you spending your time when you're not doing football?
Like you said, I listen to some podcasts. I feel like I'm getting a little bit older now where I kind of have to get a little bit more acquainted with the
real world. 24. You might get your first gray hair and your beard in about 5 years.
Yeah. So 5 years from now.
So when you cut the music on, what you got going, Nate?
I am from the Midwest, so people probably think I'm a country guy, but a lot of my teammates are from down south, so I get kind of stuck listening to all the locker room music. So
it's your choice. What do you listen to?
I like a little bit of rap, but I'm also pretty versatile. I can listen to it all.
Okay. That's how I am. I listen to some country. Since a rap.
I have never heard country in your car.
I hate country.
You haven't? Not once.
You haven't?
Never.
Really? Wow.
What's he playing?
Willie Jennings.
It's straight up rap.
Hardcore?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what about Willie Jennings and Kenny Rogers? You got to know when to hold them.
I don't know. I lose my mind when I see your chrome spinners,
okay,
bro. Anyway, check us out on TuneIn Radio whenever you can. All episodes are up on there as well as greenlegion.com/listen. The Green Legion Radio Show is brought to you by Miller Lite, Bucks County Baseball Company, David Dodge Chrysler Jeep, the Manayunk Sport and Social Club, all the City Fitness Philadelphia locations, Northern Liberties Graduate Hospital, South Philly, Fishtown, Logan Square, and East Market, and of course, our excellent podcast friends at 4th and John, and Sean Brace on 102.5 The Gambler, and Philly Influencer, and of course, once again, Chickies and Pete's here in South Philadelphia. If you are in the area, by all means, stop by. Get a picture with Nate. Get a picture with Hollis. Get their autographs. Come up. Talk to Dave. Talk to Rob. Don't talk to Rob. He's kind of annoying today.
Thanks, Quimby. Really,
and here every week, right?
Every week on Tuesday from 6 to 7 p.m. We are happy every time Dave can come down, and we will have a current Eagles player and Hollis on every week, considering that Hollis is no longer employed.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Which is a non-story.
He's got plenty of time on his hands.
thanks for making me feel wanted.
Hey, if anybody's making you feel wanted, brother, you know it's me. Big Dog.
What's up?
What happened in sports history today?
Today is September the 24th. It's the 267th day of the year. There's 98 days left. We're going to start back in 1930 with the Portsmouth, who is now the Detroit Lions. They beat Brooklyn in the very first one of the very first games under floodlights in the NFL.
Then we go to floodlights.
Floodlights. They used to didn't have the lights in general up there, so they used floodlights to play the night games.
You had people holding the floodlights?
Yeah, pretty much.
There was no passing back then. It was just running anyway.
There was no passing. So, it was just running. And we're going to go to to 1972 with Jack Tatum of Oakland. He returns a fumble for 104 yards of Green Bay.
Then could use one of those.
We need one of those. And then you go to 1972 also with the New York Jets. It was a then record because Nick Foles broke it later on. He threw 6 touchdown passes against the Baltimore Colts.
Who did that?
Joe Namath.
Oh, Joe Namath. Jets. Joe Williams. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And we're trying to keep it football, but I would be remiss if I didn't say in 1952, the very first Colonel Sanders KFC opened in Salt Lake City, Utah. In 1952.
What? Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah, he's from Kentucky, though.
What?
That's
a shock.
Yes.
You guys, I heard Joe Namath, and all I can think about.
I want to kiss you. I want to kiss you.
I'm sorry. It is worthy of a repeat.
I have a question.
Several hours.
I believe everything that anyone else has watched Chad play impresses me the same thing impresses them.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you.
We also had a couple of birthdays.
I heard that's how Sam Darnold.
We had a couple
of
birthdays today. In 1941 is John Mackey, a tight end. Also in 1946, Mean Joe Green. In 1948, Phil Hartman. This is one of my favorite comedians, but he's recently passed. And today,
recently,
yeah, well, like a while back,
98, 90
something like that.
Yeah, recently,
and today's national holiday will be today's voter registration day.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it's voter registration day and punctuation day. So I'm gonna put a punctuation on this. On this day and history.
An exclamation point. I have a question about chicken.
Okay.
So, Nate, the rookies.
Hold on. You have a question about chicken, and you went to Nate first.
Yeah. Yeah. The rookies. He's a current young player. So, the rookies, one of the responsibilities they always have had for years.
Yep.
And I don't know if it goes all the way back to Hollis.
It does go all the way back to me.
Is bringing chicken on the road games.
On the
and
road
it's always
games.
Popeye's chicken.
It's Popeye's or KFC.
Has it always been Popeye's?
No, but it depends on what your position wants. So you could be like the jerks that are linebackers and say, hey,
uh-oh,
I don't want chicken.
Have you met Nate Gary?
No. He's a young guy, so he's probably went through this where they send you to 4 or 5 different restaurants to bring food on the plane. Did they do that to you?
They did send me. They did that with me with donuts.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, they did with
see?
What do you mean they send you to 4 or 5 different places?
They send you to different places.
They say, I want six glazed from Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh,
and
no,
I
no, no. Go tell you.
Send me. I lived in Philadelphia. They made me go all the way to Jersey to get the Krispy Kreme donuts.
Yep.
And I probably lived 30 steps from Dunkin' Donuts.
Okay.
And they made me go all the way to Jersey.
Now, did they for different flavors or different styles or just to give you a hard time?
Hard time.
Yeah, we'll see.
They're going to make sure if you don't have that one glazed donut,
you got to go back.
Right.
So tomorrow, TJ Edwards is the rookie linebacker on this roster.
Right.
What does he have to do, Nate?
He's got to get all our orders, and then so after our mock game, he's got to get dressed and showered, and he's got to get ready for the plane, and he's got to go all the way to Popeye's and make sure he doesn't miss a beat in our order.
Well, this is one last thing I'm going to add to that, Nate. Just peep that you are not on the roster and you're not going with us, but you have to go and get the chicken because you're the rookie, and you have to bring it to the tarmac.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yes.
That's tough.
That is great. Hey, everybody, real quick, I think this might be our last Sackmaster Phillies report.
Yes,
of
it
the
is.
Year.
Are they still playing?
They played it. Hey, before you go to the Sackmaster, they played at 1 o'clock today, and it was brutal. I watched it. I miss Maury for this, and everybody who knows me knows that I love Maury, and I miss Maury for this. And it was brutal. It was like taking the little baby chicks to the water. It was god awful.
Chris Sack, go ahead, brother.
Well, we know today is the if we're going to go off the last sack stat right here for the season, it is officially 0%, yeah. Which the Phillies have 0% chance after losing this afternoon's game to the Nationals. As far as the Phillies are concerned, as a major market club, it's an absolute disgrace. They haven't made the playoffs since 2011. There's three teams now in the National League that have not made the playoffs since 2011. The Phillies, the Marlins, and the Padres.
Ooh.
But if we're also going to be talking about news...
That's an amazing statistic.
That is.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Hopefully we have some news for the Phillies to discuss next Tuesday, which I'm praying that it leads to the firing of some people in either the front office or in that dugout.
Hold on real quick. Diaz,
This does not sound like the Sackmaster that I know.
The apologist?
Yeah, where's the apologist now? This is crazy. We're going to have to get a new name for it.
I'm happy that we record the podcast, because if we go back to probably about June, that's where I started getting really negative. I'm looking forward to seeing what they're going to do next week. I know the owner, John Middleton, is down in Washington, D.C. right now. I believe he's getting things together, seeing what's going on in the clubhouse. I don't see how Gabe Kapler is going to be able to survive this.
No.
He's going into next season, which is the third year of a three-year deal, and you're not going to extend him, and you're not going to have him go in as a lame duck manager next year. So he's more than likely gone after this, and John Middleton needs to put his fingerprint on this franchise now and make something happen and get something going and really reinvigorate the franchise right now, because right now there's no interest in this team. And I talked about that with Dave 2 weeks ago, that baseball right now is not something that is popular in the city.
It had it.
Yep.
It had it back.
Yep.
Literally, that Harper signing, we had it back.
They spent $500 million last offseason. They traded away their top prospect to get Real Muto, which they beat him into the ground, and he might need offseason surgery because of that.
Yep. Go ahead, Rob. What do you have?
The biggest thing they did was trading J.P. Crawford. It was one of the dumbest moves they've made in a decade.
Yep.
The guy's playing great for Seattle, and let's trade for an aging shortstop.
Who else was in that deal? I
don't care who was in
Carlos
that deal.
Carlos Santana. Look what he's doing
in Cleveland.
Look what he's doing
in Cleveland. I don't care.
Compare his stats to Rhys Hoskins. Conspiracy stats. Rhys Hoskins has been abysmal the last 3 months.
What are you more concerned about, him or getting rid of J.P. Crawford?
Both.
What are we talking about? We're talking about Santana and Crawford?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a terrible deal overall.
Okay. At least we're in agreement there.
You know what? I have a question. What are you more concerned about, being a lame duck talking about the Phillies or being a lame duck talking about the Flyers?
Flyers are coming up. They got the youth explosion. I was just saying this earlier. It's, you know, with the negativity, I think... The question is, with the Phillies, were our expectations unmeasured, like a little too high? Maybe? I don't know.
We still don't have pitching
staff. But, you know, the Flyers got so much youth coming in. It's fun to watch guys, you know.
Nate, I think you had something to say. You look like you're...
No, I keep on catching myself on the TV over here looking at Kamu and seeing myself getting ready to get in the shower.
Do you see your name keep coming up?
No, I see me. I saw Kamu in the locker room, and I'm getting dressed to get in the shower.
We don't need this. We don't need this.
Quimby,
this is a family show. Did you flex for the cameras?
I would have if I knew I was going to be on a projector.
That's why it's on the big screen in here.
Yeah.
Hollis forgotten his notes. Today's Gritty's birthday, so everyone should know that today's Gritty's birthday.
He's 1 year old. Really,
he's one today. Yeah,
Gritty, really, really.
There you go, Hollis.
Gritty scared the crap out of me when he was down there with Wayne Newton when they opened in Vegas.
Oh my God, Gritty and Wayne Newton is going to scare the crap out of anybody.
That's a new podcast. Oh my God, you haven't seen it, have you?
I don't want to.
Go, exactly.
I see the deer in the headlights. You're already
exactly.
rocking.
It's god awful.
And you're in spotlight. Everybody see that too?
It's got
stop.
Awful.
There's a kid out there. Don't scare him.
He was scaring me and the kids.
Chris, this is going to be your final Phillies report of the season. We appreciate that. Next week, Flyers. Are you prepared?
Looking forward to it. Can't wait.
All right,
season
don't worry.
Carter Hart, 21.
We're also going to make your official Sixers correspondent, because we know Diaz won't do anything except
trust the
Sixers apologist.
You get upset if you say that.
I am objective.
You still like Markel.
You
folks.
Are annoying.
That may be true, but that doesn't mean I'm not objective.
Everybody, real quick, this is your segment, Chris. We appreciate you, brother. We wanted to talk about around the league this week before we go to our first break, and we're talking new quarterbacks. There's a lot going on here as far as new quarterbacks go. We've got Lamar. We've got Minshew, is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Minshew. Minshew Kyle Allen, Danny dropping dimes, and Brissett. Who wants to go first? Diaz, Tyler. You brought this up.
Well, it's who knows?
Because Lamar Jackson, I mean, Baltimore is looking like a stud getting rid of Flacco, and Denver's looking like the scapegoat of the week.
Correct. I mean, we'll see in a few weeks or maybe.
And now that it's legal, I can say I put $2,000 on Green Bay yesterday. And yay.
Oh, that's terrible. We'll get into that after this.
Okay.
You put $2,000 on Green Bay against the Eagles?
No.
Yeah,
$2,000. Not yesterday. Sunday. Right. $2,000 on Green Bay against Denver.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
See, that's clarification you need to clear it up.
Yeah. No.
But with all those older quarterbacks that have been in our lives for a decade plus, mm-hmm. all kind of leaving at the same time with all these new young guys coming in, the last few years we're saying, how long can really Drew Brees keep doing this? How long can Brady keep doing this? How long can they keep doing it? And I hope, I don't like anyone being injured. I hope they're good. But maybe this is the point we look back and say, this is when all the next breed came in. Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the next breed. Lamar Jackson, what do you got?
Lamar Jackson's,
stud.
Anyone that's playing fantasy football right now, I'm not sold on him.
I'm not sold on him.
All right, Dave.
I think teams will figure out. Defenses are too smart. Yeah. They'll figure out how to contain him and see if he can beat you from the pocket. I'm not convinced he can.
I believe so far he's been beating you from the pocket.
I beg to differ on that one.
Yeah, good. Did you play against him in college, Nate?
No, I didn't. Okay. But when they came to our facility to practice,
oh, the split thing.
He's hard to account for,
yeah.
especially in the pass game. I remember us covering him all week long in practice or whatnot, and then him just running around and making plays. So, yeah. I mean, like you said, I think the defense is going to be smart enough. I think it's harder for us just because, he is an elite quarterback now. Yeah. I think that he's so multidimensional that it's hard to get an extra guy on him.
Yeah, with Michael Vick. As soon as the Minnesota Vikings blitzed off the edge against Michael Vick, he had no idea where the blitz was coming from. Defenses will figure out Lamar Jackson. That's just my call, Nate. Yeah. Let's hold each other accountable here.
I think you're right, but to a certain extent. But he's been most impressionable from inside the pocket, and I like him because he can actually throw, and I think he's willing to do that. But the thing that I wanted to ask Nate was, you know the defense that those quarterbacks love to see, don't you? It's called man under.
Yeah, let everybody run down so I can run away.
Yeah, because you guys have your back turned. Yep. But what you have to allude to the front four is, we need to corral the quarterback. You need to corral the quarterback. You need to cut up the run, and they need to be accountable for that. That's why. So once you guys get on the same page, it'll be cool.
All right, everybody, we're going to Pops out in the audience right now. We do have our first question of the night. Pops,
hey, this question is for Nate. We have a person in the audience want to know your best story from the Super Bowl.
That's a great question.
The best story from the Super Bowl was the bus ride back with all the linebackers after the party.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No.
That's the best moment then.
That's the best moment.
It was, it was nearly an all-out brawl in that bus.
Yeah.
Everybody was hammered.
I saw my linebacker coach actually take a couple Bush lattes to the face. I saw him playing bodyguard to his wife more than enjoying the parade.
Wow.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Pops, anything for you? Anything else?
He doesn't have his headset on.
You got to put his headset on. What'd you do with the ring? Where's the Nate Gary man cave? What's in it?
It's locked up in a safe in my house back at home at the lake. Can't tell you where the
can't
lake
tell
is.
You what's can't, yeah. can't say which lake. Do you ever just kind of go in there and open it up and just put it on and roll it around and kind of look at it? And
I did do that a couple times. Mm. I actually caught myself, just watching a movie or whatnot and just throwing it on there every now and then. But it's heavy, man.
It is.
It's something you don't want to wear every day or whatnot.
Heavy bike.
Who, me? I don't want to wear it every day? I don't want to wear it every day?
Hey, I'm Fender Rose. I'm a goddamn American icon. Come on, anybody got that one?
No.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Hey, everybody, we are going to take our first break on Green Legion Radio. If you want to, come up. Take a picture with Nate. Take a picture with Alice. Get their autograph. We will be back right after this. All right. Coming back from break here on Green Legion Radio. You guys, don't forget Tickies and Pete's here in South Philly, where we are. If you are anywhere close, make sure you come down here right now for $2.75 Yingling Lager. Chickies has a great football season promotion, limited edition Philadelphia Eagles collectible glasses for $8 with an ice-cold domestic draft beer and a $2 refill. The glasses have images of all your favorite players. Make sure you get down here. Green Legion Radio, Green Legion trip updates. We haven't done that yet on our show, and we have to remember what actually provides us the opportunity to do this show. We have 550 people. We are taking to Green Bay tomorrow. Nate, I promise you, you will hear support when you are on defense on Thursday.
We hear support everywhere we go. We know they're going to travel well.
Honestly, brother.
That's us.
It's us. they're
in your face. Oh, sorry.
There it is.
Sorry, sorry about that.
A lot of what you hear in opposing stadiums is honestly us leading Eagles chants, everything. That's what we do. That's what we've become very good at. That's what people expect from us. And we will not let you down on Thursday because we need this one. We need this one.
From one player to another, I saw what goes on. And I saw firsthand at the Atlanta game. It was my first time, like, actually going through everything. Dude, they put in work to get to where we are. And it was like, it made me appreciate it a lot more. Because when you play, you know, you hear people, you say, well, you're there already. It's like, you think it's as easy as, like, when we go to the airport. No, no, the hell it's not. It's like, you're in foreign land, and you're looking for stuff to do for the green people. So it's like, you
for the green people?
Yeah, for the green people.
That's who we are, the green people.
The green people.
Can we please make that the biggest racist comment we have all night?
Yes. Hashtag green people.
Hashtag green people.
That's as hard as it is. Trademark that. Trademark that tomorrow.
Green people.
I love
but
that.
But they come out of masks to help us, dude.
But first, let's talk about what you're wearing, Hollis.
What?
Not only awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce t-shirt.
Whatever that emblem is that you're wearing.
It's Mr. Krabs from SpongeBob SquarePants. See?
Oh, you see, I thought that was like Aladdin's lamp. Now that I see it, you're right, yeah.
What's the value of that?
This guy's taking his Disney fandom like one extra level.
What's the value of that bling, Hollis?
What's the value of this? Yes. Probably a house and a car.
Is that custom, Hollis?
No, yes, it's custom.
I can't go pick that up somewhere.
It's custom, like his watch.
Six figures?
Yeah.
Is that right?
But when I went to the Saints, you know, they started paying me a lot more. than
What's the highest salary you ever had in 1 year?
In 1 year? $8 million.
Jeez!
But that was with the signing bonus and stuff, you know.
Oh, well, whatever. Yeah. It's $8 million.
Yeah. So.
How much did you save?
About half of it.
That's not bad.
You had to go into the Uncle Sam taking half of it from you initially. Yeah. So then you save another half of that so you can live the rest of your days carefree, fancy free.
Yeah, yeah.
In other words, waking up at 1 o'clock and watching Maury.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You are not the father. Hey, I get up at noon. I get up at noon because Steve Wilkos come on.
Oh, my God.
He should have his own show.
And Green Legion Radio, the controversial Green Legion Radio program. It's even lower brow.
Nate, are you good with your money?
I'm really good with my money, yeah.
What'd you have for us?
What's your biggest purchase since you've been a pro?
I pay for my brother and his sister's student loans. That's probably about it.
That's great.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty big.
Hold on a second. You're going to have to – all right, your sexy ass is going to have to get up. Go over there, come back and be a little bit more selfish.
I bought two Ferraris.
You have a man crush, Quimby. I've never seen you with a man crush.
I just heard he wanted to flex. And speaking of man crushes, hi, Connie. How are you?
Oh, here we go.
See you.
Hey, Connie.
Good to see you.
Hey, now.
Pops, we have a question in the audience. Yes?
Yes. I was for Hollis and Nate. I'm just curious, like, what was your favorite stadium to play in, like, throughout all your years?
You go first.
Hold on a second. I want to actually ask you to be specific there. Playing for the Eagles? Well, first of all, Nate hasn't played anywhere else but the Eagles. Hollis has played for the Saints, the Rams, and the Panthers.
Yeah, visiting-wise, like while he's playing for the Eagles, visiting-wise, okay. Where was your favorite place?
All right. To me, I love going to shut up Texas Stadium. I love going down there to shut them up. Because they always start off loud, but when you put your foot in, that ass, you know, they're quiet. So you shut them up.
Like I said, the controversial Green Legion Radio program.
That was the first Green Legion massive trip that we did when it was the worst loss in Dallas.
2004.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was great.
The McNabb scramble.
The McNabb scramble.
Lido touchdown.
Yeah.
That was a great time.
That has to be mine. Dallas has got to be mine, too. I mean, anytime you walk into Dallas Stadium and you're getting the birds, everybody throwing fingers at you. Kick their ass. I mean,
that only happens in Philly, Nate.
Where on the road are all the Nathan Gary fans? Where, like, what stadium do all your people get to?
Minnesota.
So we're going back.
Yeah. Guess what? We'll be there soon enough.
I might.
Oh, Yes.
Yes.
How many Nathan Gary fans are going to be in Minnesota?
One.
Direct.
One, family. Two.
My whole family's from, my mom's side's from Minnesota. So
cool. That's so cool.
So how does that go? Do they root for the Vikings, except when you're playing, they root for the Eagles? What
you
is
know
that?
What? That's a good question, because when we played them in the playoffs a couple years ago, I had a couple family members ask for tickets. I had to tell them no, because
thank you.
I knew deep down they were wearing purple. No. I wasn't allowing that in my tickets.
I wasn't allowing that.
Yeah.
You're cool.
No, but the real question is, how many tickets does Nathan have to buy?
Oh.
That's,
see, that. Oh, yeah, that's everybody expects free
that's
tickets.
That's the most expensive purchase of your career.
Honestly, I probably wasted more, or not wasted, but I probably, you know,
no, you're right,
money.
Wasted.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not, I mean, I'm in the games. So I don't need to watch it.
Players get how many tickets for free?
Supposed to get four.
Is it two? No, I
think
two only home games.
Yeah. All the rest of them you have to pay for.
Oh, what about road games?
Road games, no. Nothing. None. Close your eyes. What do you see?
Zero. None. That's how really? The NFL makes money. Yeah. NFL doesn't give tickets away.
Yes.
Oh.
All right.
I'm sorry. I thought it was 564 tickets. And they also throw you in the boonies,
too. Well, I will help you out with the what you should do is the how many times have you played in Minnesota?
None.
Well, see, this is the first time. This will be the only time.
I guess it's Super Bowl.
The Super Bowl, but yeah. This will be the only time that you're going to get tickets for everybody who you knew. After that, they're fitted for themselves.
I already told that's them fair. They're fitted yeah. for themselves.
Yeah, okay, good,
them.
Good.
Hey, they can watch it on TV.
Hey, let's get back on focus real quick, okay. Everybody. Because what we want to talk about now is a game recap.
Yeah.
Woo, from Sunday.
Let's talk about the next game.
Yeah. No, yeah.
It's like, Nate's like, Green wow, Bay? This show was so much fun until now.
Yeah, I know. I just brought it down. Real fast, Dave, can we get a recap right now on injuries?
Yeah, it looks like Alshon is in good shape. Played today. Well, went through a walkthrough today. We'll find out for sure tomorrow. Really, we'll find out for sure Thursday after he goes through the pregame warm-ups. Because you never know with these kind of injuries. You can have a setback. But there is a lot of optimism that Alshon Jeffrey will play.
Okay.
There's a lot of optimism that Dallas Goedert will play.
Okay.
Kamu Grugier-Hill is expected to make his
and what
debut.
Is important about him?
He had a really, really good training camp.
And?
He's an excellent linebacker.
And?
And he can kick off if you need
and?
Him. And? And he plays special. And he's our guest next week.
And he's our guest next week!
That's what KG. It is.
Yeah, that'll be great.
And he can kick.
He can kick.
Emergency kicker.
What about Deshaun?
He's not going to play, I don't think. I mean, I don't see it happening. I don't
really?
Think he doesn't. It's... let's hope it's a short-term injury, but I think it would be really a reach to see him on Thursday.
Understood. Hollis, you and I talked a little bit before the show. We
yes.
wanted to talk about the trenches.
Yeah, the trenches, about my ends not getting any sacks, getting a little bit of pressure, but then also not on the other side.
Well, let's be frank about what
frank.
You said.
Okay.
All right.
Let's just stop getting Carson killed and not killing the other quarterback.
Well, Carson was running around for his
life
a little
yeah,
bit.
But a chicken with his head cut off, yeah.
And it seemed as though Stafford was sitting there,
sitting back there
waiting
padding.
For the best situation ever.
Sitting back there padding, playing 7-on-7.
So...
See, when I said 7-on-7, he's like, to 7-on-7, there's no D in offensive line at all.
I got you. What are we seeing here? I mean, the defensive line interior has obviously been decimated, but we haven't seen a lot of push from Brandon Graham. We haven't seen a lot of push from Derek Barnett. We haven't seen a lot of push from the backups, Finney Curry, who everybody expected to at least contribute a little bit so far. And I'm not saying that... we're in a tumultuous situation. We're three weeks in, but
I would say there's been push, but they're not getting home.
Yeah.
And
well, and thankfully, and this is not number 59,
know,
Mike Mamula.
I understand. I understand, and everybody's disappointed with it, and it hurts the entire defense. This Jim Schwartz relies on a 4-man pass rush
right.
to get home, and they're not getting home. And some of that is Max Protect. Some of that is just
yeah.
not winning battles. Some of it's quarterbacks getting rid of the football fast. It's definitely an issue, Nate, that everybody's really working on with this defense. You try to limit the big plays, which you did against the Lions, but they just not taking the football away.
Yeah,
like, in that game.
Right, like you said, you know, I think our D-line is the engine of our defense, so a lot of people are trying to, you know, cut that away from our defense because they believe that, you know, that's what fuels our fire. So they are, you know, like you said, max protecting, get the ball out a lot faster.
Look, armchair.
Armchair. Just say it.
Yeah,
no,
say it. We hear it all already anyway.
No, armchair. But is there any reason why Jim is opposed to a corner blitz? Something just to keep the offense honest in some capacity. It's like, look, I don't expect you to go deep every play, But if Deshaun is healthy and is in the lineup, my first play in a series or one of my plays in the first offensive series is throwing a deep ball to him, whether or not he catches it, just to make sure that the defense stays honest.
I think you had that backwards.
Why are you talking about the offense?
I'm not confused. I'm saying in a defensive scheme, I'm giving an analogy in an offensive scheme. Yeah. Can you throw a corner blitz just to keep?
Isn't it interesting how everybody thinks it's the blitz, right? Blitz.
Yeah. It's blitz and running the ball all the time.
Hold on a second. 35 years. And I'm not going to be shut up on this one. If you're not getting any pressure, then throw a corner in there.
But Jim has.
Blitz. I was going to say, when we played the Falcons, we blitzed more than any time that I've been in this defense.
I was really drunk during that game.
That's the fourth quarter of that Julio play. You know, you don't really remember.
Can I help you out a little bit, Dave?
See, a lot of times people think that you want to blitz just to be blitzing. But if people are saying, I would like to see the defensive line cut up some stuff and, you know, give the offensive line shake the offensive line's head up a little bit. It doesn't always have to be a blitz. You can run some stunts and stuff with the linebackers coming to trick the offensive line, because right now they're just standing there and catching us. And they're standing there and catching us, and then they're marrying up, and then they're max protected. So if you give them something to think about, whereas the pressure, or whether you swap techniques with a linebacker and a defensive end, then you give them something different to think about and look at. But if you just keep on running into them time after time and time again, you're not going to get anything, and it's going to look bad.
Pops, yeah. I understand we have a question in the audience right now.
Yeah, we do have a question. We have another question for Nate.
Pops, put the microphone to your mouth.
We have another question for Nate.
All right.
A person wants to know, with a 1-2 start.
There you go.
There we go. With a 1-2 start, what are your chances of making it back to the Super Bowl?
That's an interesting question.
50-50, you either do or you don't.
Yeah. thank you. I didn't know if you wanted to be the best response ever. But thank you, because it's early in the season.
Yeah, it's real early. I mean, shit. This year we went to the Super Bowl.
No, it's okay. You can say that.
Yeah, my bad.
You're good. This podcast.
Nate, kind of unfiltered.
You're good.
Little kids.
Anyways, back to what I was saying. I mean, by the Super Bowl year, my rookie year, we lost our second game. Jake hit a 61-yard field goal to beat the Giants in the third.
Did Carson ever pay up?
No. Yeah. They gave it to a foundation of Jake's choice, I believe, is what it was.
Yeah.
Really?
But, yeah. I don't think Jake got cash or whatever.
Wow. But I wish that was a better story than somebody getting fired from a radio station on Crossing Broad.
Oh wow. So who had minute 41? Took that long.
Nice. Awesome sauce.
Over under.
All right.
Going to the Super Bowl right now is like so far in the future.
Right.
It's like nobody around the Eagles ever talks about going to the Super Bowl. No. Ever.
All right, I'm not going to lie, I do.
Yeah, but I mean, like, in the Bill, you just care about the next day.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the NFL is that, you know, each week's different. You got a whole new team almost every week that you just got to win that week.
I'm sorry, I'm planning for my 3-month vacation in Aruba.
Right, yes.
So I need to know what's going on.
Leave on February 8th.
Yeah, I hear you.
That's a parade day.
FYI, we do need to talk about one more thing before we take our next break.
What's that?
Is Howard on Doug's list?
Yeah. See, here's my thing. I've been doing this thing with Reddit, Jordan Howard and Miles Sanders. Like, the difference in carries is 3 carries a game. And I just, the Eagles are so high on Miles Sanders, tremendously talented kid, 2 fumbles, bummer. But I don't get it. Like, to me.
He had 37 yards.
No.
He also had 2 catches for 70 plus yards.
Yeah.
Part of the equation, also
2 fumbles.
Part of the equation. Had 2 fumbles. I'll tell you this, one got kicked out of his. I mean, I defend Miles Sanders because
I like Miles, though.
I think he's going to be a great player.
Hold on a second, Hollis.
And I think Jordan's a very good player too.
Because you and I talked about this before.
Yes, we did talk about it. But I think he needs. I think he needs to be treated as such. Like, if you fumble, you're not coming back in the next damn series.
They never benched LeSean McCoy. When he fumbled?
Yeah, we're not talking about LeSean McCoy.
Well, but I'm saying you show confidence in your players.
Like, when you have somebody,
you show confidence in your players.
Well, you do instill confidence in them, but you let them know how to do it. Because all that running east and west, that gets you nowhere.
He needs to go north and south. He didn't do that on Sunday.
Yeah. He put his foot in the dirt and went up the field. Yes.
Real fast. Diaz, what do you have to say on that?
What, about Sanders?
Everything.
About everything. Oh, well.
Welcome back.
You want to start there?
We're gonna be here a while.
You want to start there? I'll keep going on. I think it was a disappointing game. People like to, you know, everyone's fired up.
Yeah.
People like to find something that went bad. There's things that go well and bad in every game. It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks, and that's why I want to talk about Green Bay, because that's what's up now. You got to put it away. Miles Sanders will be fine.
Yeah.
It was his third game. He's a great pickup. He's very talented. He had a bad day. It happens. Let's move on.
You know, he had a bad two plays. Yeah. Otherwise, he played really well. But so
they were big plays.
It's not like, hey, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? Right. Otherwise, right. But yeah. To me, the run game,
it's
about the offensive line.
Right.
And the Eagles are not opening the holes for the
running
backs.
Thank you. That was my next thing.
So we're talking about trenches again.
You know it.
It's always about
That's where the game is.
It's where the game is won, where the men are.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Well,
deepest apologies.
Hey, I'm in the trenches too sometimes, man.
When we come back, we are going to get to know Nate Gary, everybody, on a personal level. You should be worried. All right, everybody, back for our final session of Green Legion Radio, the controversial Green Legion Radio show here at Chickies and Pete's, South Philadelphia. Hey, don't forget, Monday nights at Chickies during football season, all you can eat Chickies wings and world famous crab fries.
Mm.
I didn't know that.
I know now.
Hold on. I can tell you exactly what I'm doing next
time. Total destruction.
Hey, we're not talking about a toilet.
Huh? Oh, sorry. That too. Both of them. Both of them. They go ahead.
Did we go lowbrow again? All right. Here we go. All right. Hey, everybody. In case you didn't know, we have Eagles linebacker Nate Gary here on the show.
Yeah.
So you are 24 years old. You're from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I don't even know where South Dakota is.
Square in the middle of the map.
Right?
Yeah. No, it's not.
Throw a dart?
If you look at it, it's pretty near in the middle.
St. Louis is in the middle of the map.
All right, you're 6'2", you're 235.
The Show Me State. St. Louis.
Come on.
We got to hear about the St. Louis, you know,
on more than one occasion.
Show Me State.
It's annoying. 6'2", 235 pounds. You hit a lot bigger. Thank you.
I try to.
It's established already. You played your college at Nebraska. You were a Cornhusker. From what I understand, Penny from the Big Bang Theory is from Nebraska. Are all chicks from Nebraska that hot? Because I might move there.
I think people call them snow bunnies back in Nebraska.
There's snow in Nebraska?
What?
Is it?
It's flat. There's no trees, and it's cold.
Wait. Were you serious?
I only think of snow with mountains.
He's not very worldly at all.
I can see this.
No.
You might see the white buffalo in Nebraska.
Oh, hot tub time machine. White buffalo.
White buffalo.
White buffalo. Okay. Question for you. You started out as a linebacker, went to safety, and then went back to linebacker. Was that
in the NFL?
No, in college.
Kind of. I started at safety.
Right.
To linebacker for a couple games, to safety.
To safety.
For 3 years. Then I got drafted, and then they called me back about 10 minutes after I got drafted and said, hey, by the way, you're playing linebacker.
What, you played a linebacker?
Fifth-round
pick.
Cool.
Fifth-round pick. That transition, it seems like a bit of a roller coaster ride for you. Tell us about it. What's been the pros, the cons? Has it been difficult? You're kind of on the edge of that weight on both sides. You're more of a linebacker, no doubt. I mean, you don't see too many 235-pound safeties in the league.
Yeah, you don't see that much anymore. But I think one of the hardest parts to me really was the nutrition part.
The nutrition.
Nutrition,
really?
Keeping
up your weight.
Yeah, and 4,000-plus calories a day.
Hey, have you talked to Hollis?
I have not.
Yeah. I can eat 4,000 calories in one meal. I'm a man.
I bet you can, big dog.
I'm a man.
What do you eat? What do you eat? What is a 4,000 calorie day of food like?
Exactly.
It's all good food.
I want to know that. It's the normal what you do in every meal. It's just
because you know a shot of whiskey has about 200 calories, and we can get you about four or five.
It's not drinking.
No. But Yeah, he's just adding an extra meal or two.
Excuse me, sir. Let me have a little bit of fun here.
No, I'm just curious. No, I am the no fun police. Sorry.
I'll eat the normal person dinner at 6:37, but then I got to have another dinner at 8:39.
Really? So you're like a hobbit. You have all these meals throughout the day. So sort of like.
Or you do what I do.
What about breakfast? Yeah. What about second breakfast?
So basically you do what I do. You eat whenever you want, like a man.
Yeah, that's what a man would do, I guess.
All right. What time do you usually go to sleep?
Depends on the day.
Well, no, if you're eating a meal at 8:30, because I can eat like 2 pounds of ice cream.
I'm pretty good about going to bed pretty early.
But don't you want to give your body a little bit of time to bust that 8:30 meal out?
Nope.
No, I do. For 8 hours of sleep or 6 hours of sleep, it'll break down.
All right.
You get that much sleep?
No, that's all I was going to say. Okay. During the season, you don't get to sleep.
Yeah. So what is actually the food? Is it just like two plates of chicken? Is it like, you know?
Are we going to Popeyes or are we going to KFC?
Is it two omelets?
It's a lot of more carbs than you expect.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people think carbs are the bad thing, but honestly, I think carbs are the best thing for you. And especially in like our profession.
Elaborate, please.
Carbs, they give you a lot of energy, especially for me. I run a frick ton.
Yep.
Yeah. Pardon my language.
Wow. My God, that was great. You pulled it back.
Yeah, I run a ton, so you got to be able to have the energy, but you also got to be able to maintain the weight. You know, but you got to be able to just eat the carbs, man. The carbs are what stay in there and give you energy and keep you running.
I have a question for you guys. Don't answer this, Nate. Don't answer this, Hollis. Okay. What do you guys think the players eat before a game? What do you think is on the training table for the game?
I think a lot of grilled chicken.
I will tell you this, and you guys will all find this shockingly. All right. About 15 years ago when I was in shape.
What shape was that exactly?
Yeah, you're in a shape now as well. Yeah.
Big Roy from the crowd here. What was it? How would you describe
that?
Fans
love the Spadaro Bird.
I don't like any of you at all. You're fired. And I used to actually compete in the adventure triathlons. Mountain biking, kayaking. Right.
So, honestly,
right before we would compete, literally the morning of, Cushion Peak. Cushion Peak has a very famous adventure triathlon. We would go to a diner and literally load up on pounds of spaghetti. Pounds of spaghetti.
Yep.
And literally that is the fuel that would get you through the entire 40-mile race.
Yeah, but that's like 1988. We're talking about 2019. So
your haircut is from 1988.
Yeah. Mr. Mathers.
Yeah. So things might be Nate was alive back then. But
That's the answer to the question. Nate, what do you guys eat before a game?
I think a lot of that depends on who you're talking to.
All right.
Pasta's
not out of the question.
The night before the game,
yeah,
100% energy.
I try to make myself throw up on lasagna.
Hold on a second, Diaz. Shut up.
Lasagna is not fair. Everyone loves lasagna.
Everyone loves lasagna, man.
Yeah,
that's true. Like,
I'll eat a whole lasagna now.
Let's get to the answer. What do you eat before the game, Nate?
Oh man, I'm not a very good person to ask because.
Hold on. You're the best person to ask. You know why?
Right. You're the one with the microphone in front of you. That's who we're asking.
It depends. Sometimes I see some guys eat salmon at 8 in the morning.
Ew.
Before a game. Well, but they have to because we play at 1 o'clock, so you need all that type of nutrients.
You want to know how you see? A plate of bacon and a plate of eggs.
See, then that's,
and biscuits.
Is that Mike English?
If you were to ask me, the day before the game or whatnot, the plane ride or whatever, that's when I eat the worst.
Yeah.
Go.
What do you eat?
You put me on a plane, I'm throwing a Dr. Pepper back.
Yep.
Hold on a second. Really?
Swear.
Dr. Pepper. No, we want to know what you eat. Get it.
The day of the game, I'd probably eat a lot of pasta.
Pasta.
All right.
Yeah. But they have pasta, chicken, steak, salmon.
Hold on a second, though.
It's a whole spread.
It's 2019, and they're still eating pasta. You can go F yourself.
It was more a dig on that being 1988 than the
actual. Shut up, Diaz.
It's more of a dig on your haircut. Nate, when you aren't playing football, what's your favorite thing to do?
When I play football?
When you're not playing football.
Oh, when I'm not.
What's your favorite thing to do?
I got into wake surfing this summer.
Who?
What is it?
Wake surfing.
Oh, so Nebraska?
Boarding?
South Dakota.
South Dakota.
Yeah, it's this new thing where you get an inboard boat and you can fill up these things called ballast bags. So the boat's all heavy on one side, and it creates this weight. So you can actually surf on a surfboard behind it as long as the boat's going without a rope, and you just
interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's pretty fun.
Really interesting.
Is it the boards the same? Like
yeah,
you get in the same surfboards as you would in California, or
they're shorter. They're obviously shorter because the waist not as long. But no, yeah, you're surfing.
Can we ask about the Packers? Are you done getting to know Nate? I know you got a man crush. You guys, you can get a hotel room.
You can just go look it up on Google too.
And actually, what we want to do is we want to take a break and let Nate go because
Nate go, yeah.
His time
Wait,
is I, up.
Yeah,
here.
But let's talk about the Packers. Yeah. How we beat the Packers here? What's the game plan defensively?
Defensively, we got to stop the run. We got to make them one dimensional. We got, like you guys said, we got to get to the quarterback.
You want
to
stop the run and make Aaron Rodgers beat you?
Yes, we got.
I am going to say something on that right now.
But that.
Get it,
man.
Did anybody catch that?
Don't ask me.
I know what you mean. You just got to stop everybody.
We got four big dogs up front. We got to put them in second and long. We got to be able to let them rush the passer. Right. We don't want to put them in the in their head where it could be run, could be passed. We want to pin their ears back and let them go.
Yeah.
Speaking of pinning their ears back, Rob.
That's funny.
Wow.
Are you actually, before you take a break.
I actually want to know, Nate, have you ever played at Lambeau before?
Yeah, actually my first NFL game preseason, I guess,
preseason,
was
okay.
in Lambeau.
I was
yeah.
he had never okay. played there.
That was my
okay.
first
yeah.
time, yeah.
Yeah, I played before the renovations also. It was horrible.
Was it?
Oh God.
Yeah.
Locker room's really small.
Yeah, locker room's really small.
I heard the locker rooms are tough, and the field... Somehow the grass is longer. I guess they don't cut it or something.
No,
they
really want to
slow you down, I guess, in the cold.
No,
yeah. I understand, personal grooming is not huge in
North Carolina. It's really not.
However, you guys, on Green Legion Radio, we are going to take our final break. We also are going to say goodbye to Nate Gary, who
thanks
was kind enough
Nate.
To come out.
I appreciate it.
Everybody
thanks
appreciate you.
Me.
Thank you so much for the
Nate,
hour.
Thanks
you
so much, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
Please, everybody, Chickens and Pete, South Philadelphia, come up, take a picture with him, get his autograph. Connie, you have to do something or you're fired. Anyway,
that's leadership for you. That's leadership.
We will be back right after this. All right, everybody, back on Green Legion Radio for one more quick segment, and we're getting out of here. We are at Chickies and Pete, South Philadelphia. If you are still around, by all means, get down here. It is still fun. Chickies is now featuring a delicious Beyond Burger with Beyond Meat.
What?
Yes. Oh, hold on.
It's plant.
First of all, I need to put you on mic silence right now?
When you talk about food of that stature, yeah, probably.
All right, yeah. Hold on a second. Ready? Hollis is muted.
You
okay.
Did.
What happens first? Phillies win the World Series or Hollis eats a Beyond Burger?
Oh, my God. That is a challenging question, but he's not allowed to speak right now, so it's all good. And don't forget, Chickies has you covered at the casinos with locations at Parks Casino in Bensalem. And the Tropicana Casino down at the shore. Once again, we appreciate you guys allowing us to host this show here. We're starting to gain some momentum. I'm not going to lie, man. Number 12, hitting number 12 on Top Sports Podcast.
Hit them, Hollis.
It's
awesome sauce.
It's thank you. It's I actually ask Chad this every week, and he has been reluctant. Because he's been very busy with a lot of other projects. He's not a full-time employee. But when I said, hey, how are we doing right now? And he said, hey, you hit 12. You hit number 12 in Top Sports Podcasts on iTunes. That's not small.
No, it's great. But what we need, though, is subscribe, rate, and review. And that's the metric that they look in. So if you're listening and you're downloading every day, just subscribe, rate, review. And, obviously you're going to say that I'm always right and Quimby's always wrong. That's the show. That's the basis of the show.
And thanks for ruining a great moment for all of us. So let's get back to Green Bay on Thursday. Green Legion, we are leaving tomorrow and Thursday. Dave, I want your expert opinion right now. What are our matchup concerns on Thursday? Hollis, I'd like you to add immediately following.
Okay.
Diaz, as much as I don't want you to speak ever again, I would like your opinion afterwards.
So here's a surprising statistic. The Packers have allowed the second fewest points per game in the National Football League behind the Patriots. And so they really spent a lot of time
Hold on.
Defensively.
The Dolphins were in that game.
No.
The Packers
have beaten.
I suppose
Stop. The Packers have beaten
the Bears.
The Vikings, and the Broncos.
Yeah. All right. None of them are great defenses,
but they've really upgraded their pass rush on the edge. So that is a key matchup. Their cornerbacks, Jaire Alexander is excellent.
Yep.
They move their safeties around a lot. So Carson has to be really on point. We do expect that Alshon Jeffrey plays.
No.
And I think the Eagles can run the ball if they give it a chance and if the offensive line plays well. So that's your matchup offensively. Defensively, look, Nate Gary can talk all he wants about stopping the run. Eagles have done a good job stopping the run this year. What they haven't done is a good job of limiting the big plays. They rank 13th in the league in third down percentage, getting off the field. So they got to be better there. And they got to figure out a way to get to Aaron Rodgers, who has been great against the Eagles. Yes. And the time that he played against Jim Schwartz, I believe it was 2016.
How many sacks do the Eagles have on the season?
Two. One by Andrews and Deho, one by Tim Jernigan. So the Eagles are not alone in this, but it is definitely without pass rush, and Ronald Darby's not going to play.
Well, now secondary's in trouble. Let's talk about that. Because that is an amazing statistic.
Right.
You're talking about three games into the season.
Correct.
All right, you're almost 25% of the way.
Right.
And your contract extensions, Brandon Graham, Fletcher Cox.
Right.
Now, I understand Fletcher, all right, because everybody around him has been hurt.
No preseason, too, for Fletch.
So, no preseason either.
So, here, and we could talk about that, too, but we're not. We could talk about, hey, are we getting through our licks now? Because the first four games are essentially preseason at this point.
Correct.
I'm sorry, but I'm starting to retaking my subscription on, okay, you guys don't have to play during
exactly.
the preseason.
Yeah.
Get your licks.
Yeah.
Get them in.
Nobody plays in the preseason. It's not worth losing players.
Hey, guess what? Nobody's playing right now. That's the problem.
Yeah.
All right. Your key players on defense. Hey, we can't get any pressure because we have no interior pass rush. And we don't have any interior pass rush because Fletcher's getting double teamed.
Quimby, Fletcher's always got double teamed.
He lives in a double team.
He lives in a double team, but if he has a complimentary player next to him, whether it's Malik Jackson or Tim Jernigan, he's going to get his lick.
That's right.
I like what Hollis said, though, about running some games, mixing up the looks.
Yeah, I feel like they're too vanilla as far as the front. And this is my thing too. The guys up front have to take the onus on themselves to want to get to the quarterback. It's like sometimes you're going to be double teamed and you have to fight through that double team. I say, but the thing that you can't get in the rut of is sacks come in bunches. It's like you see what the other teams have done against you to stop you from getting to the passer. And you guys just have to have some rush lane integrity and some discipline to get the sacks. Now, whether it be your coach that helps you out with some games and stuff, but he really needs to help him out with some games because running at an offensive lineman the same angle every damn time is pretty much cakewalk for them.
Is that coaching, Hollis? Is that scheme?
I think it's a little bit of coaching and scheme. It's like because you can move your alignment as much as you want to. But it's like it's still if the offense or defense coordinator is not giving you any type of stunt to cut things up or to break up the monotony, you pretty much stand in front of a 350-pound wall with their hands out the entire time.
Diaz, is there anything that Aaron Rodgers hasn't seen yet, though? I mean, you know, I'm not saying don't switch it up, but I mean, this guy's seen every kind of scheme
it's not a coverage scheme.
Yeah, it's not about
Aaron
Rodgers.
It's a get-to-him-faster scheme.
Yeah, exactly. It's not about Aaron Rodgers. It's about the guys up front and showing the offensive linemen something different. It's like Aaron Rodgers is not going to block nobody, but it's like he'll see the defensive linemen when they're in his face. So it's about the guys up front and breaking the monotony and not getting them head busted every time.
Anybody else have anything else to say? Chris?
I have a question for Hollis. I'm watching the Bears-Redskins game last night, and there was – now, I know that their defensive tackles and their defensive line is really good.
Right.
But there was a couple times where I saw Khalil Mack come in off of a free release.
Right.
I mean, if
who is going to give Khalil Mack a free release?
Exactly my point.
If anyone is, it's Washington.
If Khalil Mack can come in there with a free release, uh-huh. how come we can't scheme something?
Well, see, that's the thing. It's like
where we can get in there.
Well, see,
go ahead.
No, no. What I was going to tell you is like that's the part. What I was saying about the zone pressures and about pressures. Pressures are different from blitzes. You pressure people with stunts and stuff. Like you're saying, they were probably running a stunt and they forgot about Khalil Mack. Is that's the thing? So
how do you forget about Khalil Mack?
But like you said, all the different type of stunts that they were running and the different looks that they were getting.
Yeah, and here's the problem with everybody who wants to change things up this week. For the most part, the Eagles have not practiced for a few weeks. I mean, it's just they're walkthroughs. Yes, right.
Yeah, they canceled practice last
week. You know, a blitz only works if the timing is really perfect.
Exactly.
You know what? We didn't ask Nate, and that was a question we should have. What's your game preparation like? Coming off a Sunday game, going into
Thursday.
You were
too busy trying
game.
To get yeah. to know him, Quimby.
That's right. He did talk to us. He said they had their
He's
Friday
practice. He's a sexy man.
He said they had their Friday practice today. I mean, that was which is weird because they just played 2 days ago.
Correct.
I listened to Doug's press conference on Monday, and Doug said that he does not, because they were asking him questions about Sunday's game. He's like, I haven't watched any tape of Sunday's game because I don't have enough time to watch yesterday's game. He's like, we
it's
might go back after
coins.
Thursday night's game. We might go back and we might review it. But outside of that, like that game is out the window now, and they're preparing for Green Bay.
But see, they do watch on the flight back. Most coaches, you'll see if you go to their seat, they're watching the game that we just played.
But they're at home.
No, they're watching the game that we just played on the flight back.
Gotcha. On their iPads.
Yeah, on the iPads. Yeah. Okay. So this one of the things that they got to it, but they've got to see it, they've got to correct the players that they need to correct, and that's pretty much it.
So for a Thursday night game, though, like when the game was over on Sunday, and
they went right back to the office
and started preparing for Green Bay.
Yes.
Correct.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right. Well, hey. We are well over our allotted time here at Chickies and Pete's.
I'm doing it, I'm a man.
And
look at us breaking the rules, man. Breaking the rules.
The controversial Green Legion radio show. Dave, thank you once again for coming out.
Thank you a lot, Dave. Hey, good luck this week, guys.
We appreciate every time you're able to make
thank
it.
Thank you very much.
We'll be out there.
It's fun, so I like coming.
All right, well,
thanks for the invite.
Please, any week that you can make it, Dave, you are...
thanks.
Seriously.
Beneath that gruff exterior, there's a heart of a warm,
no, there isn't. Trust me, it's not.
Go to hell.
The heart of a llama?
All right. Final thoughts. I'm starting.
Go ahead.
Is Thursday's game a must win for the Eagles?
Is that a thought or a question?
Starting.
So. I believe that was a question.
It's a better win. Son
of an onion. Is it a must win?
I think
yes.
It is.
Dave?
It's a must win.
Mathematically, it is not a must win.
Yeah.
So it is not a
must win.
Okay,
that's a great answer.
That was the PC answer.
Hold on a second.
Hold on a second. Internally.
Uh-huh.
Teams have come back from 1-3.
Yeah.
But you don't want to go to 1-3.
Right.
Not with the media schedule coming up soon.
Right.
I mean, three games on the road.
And let's be honest, Diaz, you pointed out. You put it out.
On.
The next 2 months, the schedule is brutal.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yes.
Brutal.
I mean, this wouldn't be it would be an incredible win.
Because I don't want to go to New Orleans again. All right?
Well, they're in trouble. They might be in trouble, too.
Well,
so who knows?
Let's just say that, anywhere
that's way,
on the road.
We're way too early. We haven't even got to the quarter. I think this would be an incredible win. Boosting more so than if there was a loss, it'd be a devastating. Like, you got to, I mean, it.
All right.
Let me.
Let me ask my final thought question more time. How do we match up against them, and what do you think? And I want to ask Hollis, and I want to ask Dave this question.
Okay. I think we match up well. I think we have to come out and play and not have as many mistakes as we had in.
Okay. Let's assume.
Okay.
That they're the same team we've seen in the last 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we match up well against
Green Bay Packers? We actually do, because if you look at it, their offense has done nothing.
Go.
If you look at it, the way that things have gone for the Green Bay Packers, we do, because their offense hasn't done well. They tried to run the ball a lot. Their defense, they don't make many mistakes, but they give up some plays. So I feel like we could capitalize on that.
Dave,
the Eagles have to play a really great four quarters, and they haven't done that this year. No. But
they have to play mistake free.
Let's not forget how good we expected this Eagles team to be.
Yeah.
It's a good football team that just has not put four quarters together.
All right.
And honestly, each week of these last two games, had the football, chance to put the go-ahead points on the board, didn't do it. So they're in the game, but they need to finish stronger. They need to start faster and finish stronger. But it will take a great game to beat the Green Bay Packers.
It feels like we started this season a little sloppy like we did last year. How about this? Let's catch the ball on Thursday. Catch the ball.
All right. And I believe Nelson did a hell of a job catching the ball, had two touchdowns, but fumbled a key one. Mm. All right.
There was other players too, but
Let's see it. Rob, what do you have?
No, I'm not going to make a prediction because every time I make a prediction, we're wrong. But like Dave said, if they come and like Hollis said, if they play their game, they'll win. You got to cut back on the mistakes. You got to cut back on the turnovers and the penalties. But if they play their game, they're going to win the game. I still think this team can go to the Super Bowl, but they just got to clean it up and play better.
Chris.
I honestly look at this game like I kind of looked at the Rams game last year. You're going on the road. You're going to a tough environment. You're not expected to win. I mean, they're 5.5-point underdogs. I honestly feel that the Eagles pull this game out on Thursday night.
All right. Pops.
I think that the Green Bay is really unknown. And what I mean by that is we don't really know a lot of stuff that they actually have. So I guess more than anything else, this would be a great time for the Eagles to actually capitalize on them actually still trying to find themselves as an offensive team.
I'm with you. And I also have to give you this tidbit of information. 2007 was our first Green Legion trip to Green Bay.
Was that the Al Harris?
Yes. Stop.
Was that the Greg Lewis fumble?
Yes. Yeah. Punt returning.
What was the Al Harris part of it?
I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking Greg Lewis.
No, Greg Lewis.
Punt return.
Greg Lewis punt return.
Punt returning, yeah. Right? Yeah, fumble.
We have had multiple opportunities to win in Green Bay, and I am unfortunately honest in saying that the Green Legion is over in Green Bay.
It changes Thursday night.
Yes, it does, Dave. Yes, it does.
I'm with it. You guys, once again, I appreciate you coming out. Everybody, Chickies and Beats, South Philadelphia, our home for football season. Get down here every Tuesday night from 6 to 7.
Quite a little party down here. I like it.
It is.
Come on down and party with us.
It's been fun. It's been a good night. Everybody, we will see you, hopefully, with better news next week.
Yeah.